another thing we noticed in last night's Super Bowl ad fest, a lot of pride in the Made in America label. One ad in particular piqued the curiosity of the world's Jason Margolis.
Sometime during the second half, when I was kind of still paying attention to the blowout going on, Bob Dylan popped up on my screen. This was interesting.
Is there anything more American than America?
Dylan was selling Chryslers. The ad showed nostalgic American images, Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, and a younger Bob Dylan. Icons from a time when Detroit was the cool car capital of the world. The message was clear. It should be like this again.
So let Germany brew your beer. Let Switzerland make your watch. Let Asia assemble your phone. We will build your car.
My friends and I watching the game weren't really sure how to feel about this message. After all, Chrysler is owned by Fiat, an Italian company, and builds cars in Mexico and Canada. So is Chrysler really an iconic American company any longer? Absolutely, says Kristen Dicek with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Chrysler makes a whole lot of vehicles in the United States.
She says Chrysler sells 18 models. 10 are built solely in the U.S. Chrysler employs about 50,000 people in this country. Employment is still down 14% from 2008, but Chrysler is doing pretty well.
No company has seen employment recover as strongly and as completely.
She likes seeing Chrysler, Cool, Detroit, and Bob Dylan all wrapped into one ad. Dave Cole also knows a thing or two about cars. He chairs the research group Auto Harvest in Ann Arbor. He also liked the commercial and likes seeing the resurrection of the idea that great cars are still built in the U.S. Despite the bleak news from Detroit, Cole says it's been a remarkable recovery for U.S. automakers. Chrysler just posted its 46th straight month of sales gains.
For years, we chased cheaper labor because we had not very productive assembly of vehicles. That is, it took a lot of people. But now with the productivity in the industry, the technology of the industry, what we're seeing is that the value of cheap labor has diminished considerably because of the high-tech, agile, flexible plants that all of the manufacturers have. There was a time, for example, you could have said that, well, let's assemble a car in China and send it to the U.S. Well, today, the cost of that transportation is greater than the labor savings.
Cole says today you have to build where you sell. It works both ways, though. Chrysler has plans to build its Jeep in China for the Asian market. Don't look for that commercial at next year's Super Bowl. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.